Welcome to another episode of the Wednesday Pull List. My name is Lex, and each week, me and my buddy Murph are going to get together and talk about something nerdy. Let's jump right in. And we are live. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Wednesday Pull List. I am your host, Lex, and for the first time in a long time, we have our co-host back. What's up, Murph? So dumb.
Ladies and gentlemen, what is going on? I would say smash that like and subscribe, but Instagram's taking likes away. But I'm on a roll, baby. I'm making up for lost time. Sorry.
I think you've forgotten how close.
Sorry. Cold intro. My bad, folks. My bad.
I think you've forgotten how close you need to sit to your mic. Oh man!
Really? Am I far away right now?
You're in.
I have it taped to my forehead and hanging down.
All the way inside my head, I can hear you.
Oh, I've got my pop guard on, so I don't pop my peas, y'all. Okay, I'll back up. I'm chill.
This is gonna be an editor's nightmare, and luckily it's me. So,
no, man, it's good. We're gonna let this go all the way through normal.
Yeah, I'm excited. I really don't know how to do this with someone anymore. Just like you probably don't remember how to do this in general.
I don't even know what this is. I got an email that said click here, and I'm in.
Heck yeah, people have been. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you guys have been asking me a lot online where Murph is, what he's been doing, and I don't know. Like we've talked,
guys, not to make excuses or make up anything like that, but I've been busy and I don't really like y'all. So that's why I've not been here. Man.
They've turned from admiration to hate for you. Now they just hate you. So,
well, true hero story, love me, hate me. Then I will them back in to love me again. I win.
It's just been a busy time, which is understandable. Like this past few weeks, we'll go into what you've been up to these past few weeks. I don't even know what today is, really. I've been working so much. It's just the holiday season.
St. Patrick's Day.
Everybody's trying to get all their cross all their T's and dot all their I's before Thanksgiving and the famous holiday Black Friday. It's just a busy time of year. We're about to be in New Year's. It's about to be a whole other year. This will be like a year and a half we've been doing this.
Yeah, I know. Then all the people are going to do their New Year's resolutions. God, how boring are those? I'm going to have to look at them on Instagram. New Year, New Me, Decade Challenge. Smash that like and subscribe.
Maybe those people will stop that since the Instagram is taking all your likes.
Make that your New Year's resolution, people. Don't ask people to subscribe to your content. They're already watching your video. Let them make the decision on their own. They all know that's what they were supposed to do.
You have to lead them into it, though. People are like sheep. You have to tell them what to do.
I don't know. Is that like when you get to a red light and it's red? Does there need to be a speakerphone that says stop?
Yeah, but it's
smash that brake.
But it's the
and put that seatbelt on.
It's the red light in itself is what tells you to stop. Like you know, you've been at a four-way cross where you don't really need a sign. Everyone can do it themselves. Like, oh, hey, it's common courtesy. This person needs to go, then I can go. And it's just, we'll take turns. That's how it could go. But that light tells you, hey, guess what? You got to stop.
Yeah, I don't know. Some people don't stop. In holiday season, you think they would let you go. Every time I get up there, I always like wave the person along.
Oh, me too.
Dude. And then they take forever to go. It's like, why didn't I just go?
It's been really bad here. Like, there's been a lot of wrecks, a lot of idiots driving. I don't know why. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. The holidays bring up crazy.
I wish I worked at the driver's license issuing place.
Oh, no, absolutely not. That place sounds like a nightmare to deal with. Can you imagine the scumbags that go in there and try and forget, like, oh, man, what do you mean my license is suspended?
Yeah, I didn't know that. I just had the same one since 1997.
Tickets? I don't have any damn tickets. Oh, God, I can imagine what those people have to deal with.
I couldn't do it. I couldn't work there. That's probably why they have bulletproof glass. It's not for their protection. It's for the people on the outside's protection.
But what's been going on with you, man? It's been a month. You took a month off,
I think. October was rough, man. I was working
a ton.
I was doing a project. I was by myself. Not to complain or make a long story short, but I was basically doing stuff solo. I was working 60 hours in like 4 days at a time. And I was just worn out and exhausted. And
then you got to do the family thing.
Then I got to do the family thing, man. There was times where we were getting, I was trying to get set up to record and hell, I just fell asleep. I woke up and it'd be like 3 a.m. and I was like, it's definitely supposed to record tonight.
Well, there'd be other days that same thing. Like I was working quite a bit and then there'd be days that you'd be ready and I'd fall asleep. It just happens.
Okay. Man. I can't do this. I can't lie anymore. I got to tell the reason why I wasn't here. We were under a gag order by Disney. We've been making a dent. We've been making a dent in their company with all the shit talking and stuff we've been bringing to light. So they're scared of us. I was under a gag order.
I'm disappointed that you weren't here for the Disney Plus unveiling episode. As much as you love Disney.
I'm not going to lie. I got it only because someone gave me a code. Definitely didn't pay for it. And I'm not going to lie. I'm not impressed with what's on there. The only thing that really is worth it is The Mandalorian.
Yeah, I was going to ask.
Everything else, I've seen everything else.
So we got a few things to catch up on. That being one of them. What do you think about Disney Plus? Like you said,
I think it's
underwhelmed.
I mean, to me, it's just Netflix with all the Disney stuff on there. Like, I don't know why they do a really good job of tricking you. Like I thought it was going to be, and it's going to be great probably with all the Marvel stuff, but
they have some original content coming out.
They do have some original content coming out and it is out. It's brand new. I'm not going to knock it, but I don't know. I've only really watched it. Like I've only been on there 4 or 5 times. Now I watched the X-Men animated series, best animated series ever, by the way. I watched that already, the whole thing.
Sorry.
I mean, that's just because it was hard to find before, but like everything else I've seen and like Toy Story 4, not on there. Lion King, not on there.
Well, and it's really weird. Like I'm not crapping on it. I've been watching it quite a bit, but I'm a big cartoon fan. So I've been watching a lot of old cartoons. Like I'm halfway through Tailspin right now, just because.
I am excited about watching a lot of that.
Yeah. And we'll get into Mandalorian a little bit. We're not going to talk about the show or anything because we're going to have, once it's over, we're going to do a whole episode about it. Yeah, it is a little underwhelming. I'm not watching X-Men. That's lame. Even though I'm probably going to start X-Men Evolution soon. Gargoyles is on there. Definitely got to start watching that.
Yeah, that's Gargoyles is, dude, that's a really good show.
I'm halfway through Avengers Earth's Mightiest Heroes. That's probably the best. It's probably the best one on there. Avengers Earth's Mightiest Heroes. I think you've watched
that's 2016, right? I think I've watched. Yeah. Okay, wasn't there two though? They did 2014 to 16, and there was two different ones, right? There was Avengers Earth's Mightiest,
and then Avengers Assemble was the more recent.
Avengers Assemble. Which one was the later one?
The Avengers Assemble is the newest one that was on Disney XD, but Avengers Earth's Mightiest Heroes was on Netflix. I think that's where you and I both watched it.
Yeah, I really like that one. And I will say, like, if you go to like the Star Wars tab, I like that you can like watch the Darth Vader collection. Like they kind of put like everything, if you just want to watch all the movies about and focus on one character, like, yes, it does have some cool stuff, but I don't know, maybe I was expecting more and I know it sounds like I'm complaining. I'm not because everything's on there, but it's like, man, I've seen all these. Like,
yeah, there's a lot of stuff that is a year or 2 years out.
Yeah, and it'll be amazing in a year or two, and Disney will run the world again.
Like seeing some of the pictures from Winter Soldier and the Falcon and Winter Soldier, I can't wait for that.
And,
that's going to be.
And they can't, you know, they can't pop their cherry all at once and put it all on there. I get it. I mean,
yeah, because why would you? If they did it all now, no one would get.
No one would subscribe next year. Yeah.
So.
I mean, I'm pretty sure that this election cycle, when you go to the polls to vote, there's just going to be a box at the bottom where you can just vote for Disney for president.
It's going to be Mickey Mouse. Mickey Mouse for president. What else? Mandalorian. Just quick thoughts. What do you think about it?
Original, fresh, great.
I would have to say, and I am a...
Mic drop.
I'm a very big Star Wars fan. Like, huge Star Wars fan.
It's gritty. Yeah. It's gritty. I like it's not campy feeling. And the originals are campy. But
I'm so much of a Star Wars fan that I don't hate Star Wars episode 1 through 3 like a lot of people do. I don't hate the newest ones. I really didn't like the last one.
I wasn't a fan.
But I don't hate it, but I did not like it. I was very disgruntled in the theater while watching it. And it's only because certain plot points in that one could have been tied. They just made some, story choices that were just like,
yeah, they just made things convenient. And I didn't appreciate that.
Well, I feel like they made it not convenient because Carrie Fisher, she died in real life. Let's just say
RIP.
She died in real life. And in the perfect situation in the movie, their starship gets destroyed and she's in outer space, just sucked into the vacuum of space. But then she turns around out of the first time using the Force in the history of Star Wars lore. And
that was a perfect opportunity to just let her pass on. Yeah.
Let her die, man. It would have had a crazy impact for that movie. It would have, you know, tied up any loose ends because, hey, they haven't even made it.
And she was already deceased. Now, for those who don't know, Carrie Fisher is Leia. Yeah. I mean, if you don't know that at this point, you know, bye.
You're not a Star Wars fan. I am watching the Star Wars Clone Wars.
Is that the one from the 2000s? Mid-2000s?
So the movie that we saw in theaters,
yeah, God, awkward.
It's branched off of that. So that was the start of it, and then it continues off of that.
Yeah, because it took place a couple years after that movie, so it's mid-2000s, right?
Yeah, I think so.
It's actually a really good series. I remember watching that kind of like in high school because that's about when it came out.
I watched a lot
end of high school,
but then it kept going after I was out of high school, and I didn't watch any other episodes, so I need to watch that. There's a one called Star Wars Rebels and Star Wars Resistance, which Resistance ties into the newer movies. So I want to watch that one.
Like, Mandalorian is good. Like, I really enjoyed Rogue One, and Mandalorian to me is in the same vein.
Yeah, so what I do, my initial thoughts about Mandalorian, because certain people have asked me, because I'm usually pretty critical about them, might be it's top tier Star Wars content. It's up there. Like, I would say that it might be the best. I wouldn't be mad if someone said it was the best Star Wars content that they've ever came out with.
Yeah, and I like how you use the word content because there's movies, series, cartoons, whatever. And I do it most of, and Disney's doing a good job of saying what's canon and what's not.
Yeah.
But I'm with you. Like, The Empire Strikes Back is good, but The Mandalorian is really good.
One of the greatest movies of all time.
Mandalorian is really good too. But here's the thing: does it count? Like, Mandalorian gets 8 hours, whereas Empire Strikes Back is 2. So
yeah, it's hard to compare the two.
It is hard to compare the two.
So I'm also a big fan of westerns, old school western, you know, shows and movies.
Yeah,
and so the entire feel of this show is like a western. Like even the subtle music that it has in there, like the bar scenes, everything about it has a kind of western scene. The fight scenes
first scene in episode one was like, it was like Butch Cassidy and Sundance Kid, but with a Mandalorian and a robot.
Dude, and that robot died. Spoiler alert! That robot, like I was like, these characters. I thought these were main characters, but
yeah, they did a good job in the trailer making you think. Because there's always, I mean, with the success of R2-D2 and the little, what's the ball, the soccer ball?
Oh,
BB-8. And then even, what's his name? Alan Tiddick that played the one in Rogue One.
Security droid in Rogue
One. Yeah, so, I mean, robots have been really, really good. So I was like, okay, here we go. This is going to be the robot. And then, spoiler alert, he gets X'd out in the first episode.
And IG-88, the same kind of droid that assassin is, I thought it was cool because whenever Darth Vader hires all these bounty hunters like Boba Fett and the guy with the toilet paper wrapped around his head, they hire all of them. IG-88 is one of the robots. He's the same kind of droid as one of those bounty hunters that he hires. So I thought it was cool that they put those two in there. But sure enough,
now
didn't make it.
Real quick, for those of you who don't know, this is probably a good spot to stop talking about Mandalorian, even though we could.
Yeah,
let the folks know when this takes place.
It takes place 5 years after, I guess, Star Wars Episode 3,
mm-hmm.
after Order 66, which was the death of almost all of the Jedi. But we know that they're not all dead. The Fallen Order, Jedi Fallen Order, Star Wars Fallen Order, I guess that's what it's called, the game. It takes place around the same time.
You've been playing that.
Yeah, you play a Padawan that survived. his Jedi Master died. You play. I'm not that far into it, or I haven't. I've been doing like all the side stuff. So yeah.
Oh, it's an open world. It's not linear.
You get to go to. There's like a set of six planets that you can go to and kind of explore. It's kind of linear, but there's side stuff that you can do.
I'm tempted. I'm hoping we're going to get an Obi-Wan Kenobi. I hope we're going to get a tease or at least maybe some reference to him. Yeah. I mean, there are some other characters out there. Let's see. A Mandalorian, that being said, so that's Jango Fett, right? No, Boba Fett. That would be – how old would he be? Who died in episode two? I get him confused.
Jango Fett died in episode two. Boba Fett would be
– is just the son.
He would be just becoming Boba Fett pretty much.
So I'm tempted to see if we're going to get a reference to him.
I mean, Han Solo's alive.
Han Solo's alive. Luke.
Luke's alive. They're Luke's all alive.
They're all alive.
So, but Luke and them are kids.
Yeah, they'll be pretty small. If this is 5 years after episode three, they're going to be 5, 6, 7 years old. But, babies, yeah. I mean.
But Han Solo's, he should be right before right before the Solo movie.
Yeah, so he'd be in his, what, 20s, 30s?
Yeah.
And if they do. If they do any, you know, cameos or anything, they've done a good job of keeping this stuff quiet because, you know, we've heard nothing about it, which I like. I want to see. Okay. I want to be surprised.
Jon Favreau did say that Boba Fett would not make an appearance. Not to, that doesn't mean for sure.
It's just season one.
They say that stuff all the time, though. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He said that he wasn't going to be in it. Even though in the first episode, there is when he's walking into the Mandalore hideout, there is a bounty hunter that he walks past that has the exact same color scheme as Boba Fett, but it was just it's just a split second. They don't interact at all. He doesn't say anything, but it's 100% the same color scheme as Boba Fett: the red, the green, the yellow.
And see, I like subtle things like that. And, and this is off topic, but it's under the same window. Remember that movie, The Rundown with The Rock?
Yeah, I love the movie.
Sean William Scott. So in the very beginning of that movie, he's walking into that club to collect. He's like a bounty. You know, that guy's got someone The Rock has owes a debt to this guy who makes him go out and collect money from people he owes. Yeah. So he's walking into this club to these like basically NFL type football players. And as The Rock's walking in, this movie's from 2003, Arnold walks by him in the club and says, good luck. It's your time now or something like that. Super subtle. Wasn't credited at all. I remember like the third time I watched that movie is when I even noticed that. It's so fast. Like, it's pretty neat, like a passing of the torch thing. So
Talking about Arnold, I kind of spoiled Dark Fate for you. As you know, listeners, I've seen it, and I enjoyed it. Murph, I got hit him with a spoiler the other day because he's not going to go to the theaters to see it. What did you think of that spoiler?
I mean, I'm about to say what it is.
Go ahead.
Plug your ears in 3, 2, 1, John Connor's dead. Terminator terminates John Connor. From my understanding, I thought it was gonna be some joke. And then from my understanding, it looks like it takes place not too long after T2, Judgment Day. Like,
it's right after T2. It's so the ending is the same as T2.
He burns himself alive.
But he dies, and then they're hiding out in like Guatemala. And then another one comes back.
And it's an Arnold T2?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's stupid, man.
And,
James Cameron.
Okay, if you're not even if you haven't seen it by now, it's a Terminator movie. It's not going to be like the end.
But I'm just saying, like,
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the listeners.
Oh,
hey. So they defeat Skynet, though. Skynet, because Sarah Connor's still alive, so she takes down Skynet. Whatever. So the Terminator's stuck in the past and has no, you know, he has no direct
mission,
you know, anything now because John Connor's dead. There is no Skynet. He's just cut off, lost in time. And so throughout time, he starts to like teach himself things and learn things and kind of builds his own consciousness. And I don't understand, though, how he ages, but I guess it has to do with they use synthetic enough. The skin is so synthetic and so close to real skin that it ages. But whenever they come back to him, he has like a family now. It's just like,
how the hell does he procreate?
He doesn't procreate. It's just like, you didn't see Rambo either, right?
No.
Okay, so
I want to see that one.
Okay, I won't spoil that at all. But he basically, this lady has a daughter, and he just kind of like, he's like a stepdad, pretty much. Yeah, Again, these are some rough moments in the movie, but the movie was enjoyable. It was enjoyable, and it had the same tone as T2. It was a 90s action movie. So same thing, like Captain Marvel had that beginning stages. It was bad because it was on par with the first Marvel movies. This movie should have came out in the 90s. And it would,
like, it was like a setup.
100% 90s movie. And it was so close to T2 that Skynet's gone, but it was replaced by this thing called Legion. And the government created this program called Legion. And then Legion became too smart. And it's basically just Skynet. So it was a good movie to watch. Again, action wise, it's not, Oscar winner. It's T2 still the best one.
I agree. So since we're talking about it, I went ahead and did the quick math.
Yeah.
So 1984 Terminator 1, 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. It's a good movie. Come with me if you want to live. I'll be back.
Yeah.
Pretty much made Arnold Schwarzenegger like the governor of California.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
And all those illegitimate children with his housekeepers.
Great movie.
Terminator 2, Judgment Day, 93% on Rotten Tomatoes. I do agree that it is the best of the series. Best of
any Terminator movie that's come out.
91, so like 13 years later in 2003, 12 years later, whatever. Rise of the Machines, pretty bad. 69%. I'm actually surprised. I thought it was pretty worse. I thought it was worse than that.
Claire Danes and
Dang, she's young. She was young in that. Claire Danes.
I really wanted that movie to be good because it was Terminator's back. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So then, what was after that? Salvation.
Christian Bale. That was a cool one.
It was. Listen. Guess Rotten Tomato scores.
Real bad. Probably 70.
On that one. No, 33%. Oh, actually, that one kind of has like a Rogue One-y feel, like we've talked about that. Like, I thought it was gritty and good, I can't believe it's a 33%.
Because, and through all the Terminator movies, they talk about the future. They talk about the future, and this one was the future.
And it's only 54% popcorn score, audience score. I'm disappointed.
Wow, that's great.
That was 09. So 2015, Terminator Genesis. Oh,
that one was
so bad. Man. 27% on Rotten Tomatoes.
That's the one with Daenerys from Game of Thrones. She was in that.
Yeah.
Ugh. So bad. That one was so bad.
Terminator Dark Fate coming in at 71% with an 83% audience score. So I guess
I enjoyed the entire movie. Like when I left out.
Is it a refab? Like, is it just a rehash of Terminator 2 or
100%. Yeah.
So it's Terminator 2 rehashed. Yeah. It's basically Terminator 2 with Sarah Connor as the main character. John, because he's fucking dead.
There's a new kid that becomes the resistance leader.
The new John Connor.
And it's
original.
It's just basically it's T2 with way better. The action scenes are way better in this movie. But they are.
Well, I mean, in Genesis, they basically made John Connor the bad guy. Like he created, like he like in 19 and 2000 whatever in the future. Yeah. Like the first opening scene from Terminator, the first one, 1984, they basically made it like he like went back in time and became Skynet, blah, blah. Like it was stupid. Like it was just weird.
The time situation was weird because he went back in time, but then Sarah Connor knew already or something like that. Like she was already.
Yeah, it was hard to keep up with.
A long roundabout to go back to The Mandalorian because that's what we were talking about. I enjoy it. It's best content. Terminator was enjoyable. You should watch it, Murph. We're just catching up, folks. Basically, Murph and I have talked a little bit over the past month, but we hadn't had a nerd out in a while.
Obviously. I forgot what his voice sounded like.
Obviously. Rambo was terrible.
Yeah, it got really bad reviews, and I actually thought the Rambo before that was really good, so I thought, okay, this is going to be...
What did you think?
Like, I heard it's like a B-movie, basically. Like, that's from my understanding.
Did you think Rambo was going to die? The movie was called Last Blood, right?
Yeah.
And there was a title, a Rambo title.
27% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Bad, man. It's real bad, dude. Like...
I mean, the one from 2008 is only at 38%. I thought it was really good.
It was good. It was significantly better than this one. What was the First Blood? Was the other Rambo movie, right?
Okay, yeah, so we might as well go through this.
What the
Rambo 2, First Blood Part 2, 36%. Rambo 3, 38%. So those movies didn't get any love. Let's see what the very first one got.
I like First Blood.
Let me find it here.
That's weird.
Stand by. That is weird that none of them have cracked 30%
That's weird.
Let's see.
Man, they really hate those Rambo movies.
Yeah, they do. I can't find it for some reason.
Damn. It was bad, man. It was I expected so much from it because it was the title was Last Blood, and it was basically, you know, completing the circle of Rambo. But yeah, I won't spoil it for you because I know you want to watch it. But whew. And I'm so hopeful because I thought it was one of the passing of the torch movies.
87% on Rotten Tomatoes.
First one?
Yeah, First Blood.
Makes sense. I thought it was one of those passing of the torch movies because I thought they did it so well with the Rambo or with the Rocky franchise. Like how they passed it on to Creed because I enjoyed both of those movies so much.
But who do they pass it to?
I don't know. I, you know, they could have made a new character, but because there is a girl in this movie. And I was like, okay, maybe they'll pass it to this girl and this will be a thing, but like, nope.
I mean, that's fine if they do that. The only problem I have with that is when they do movies like that is they're like with Creed, there's precedence. You know, there's precedent there. Creed, like Apollo Creed. So it's like, hey, this is his son.
Yeah.
There's been no one in the Rambo movies. It's just been him. That's like Indiana Jones. They're doing in 2021, I believe. They're going to do Indiana Jones 5 with Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
And I don't think they're passing the torch to anybody because Harrison Ford has said, kill him or you're not replacing him or you're going to kill him.
Yeah.
Harrison I mean, that's pretty much what he said with
Han Solo. Yeah, he said he won't do another one. Yeah. He said he won't do another one.
I mean, he's like 90, so.
Yeah. I'm really surprised that he did that other Star Wars. But that was one of those movies, like, you kind of have to do it. Like, I'm pretty sure all his managers were like, dude, you have to do this movie.
But he got what he wanted. He wanted to be killed off in Empire Strikes Back, so they froze him because they didn't know what they were going to do with him.
Yeah.
So he got his wish. He wanted George Lucas to kill him off, and he did.
George Lucas.
Well, he didn't. J.J. Abrams killed him off.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm interested to see what this last movie is going to be about. Let's talk about that for a second. So did you watch the trailer?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think Rey's a Skywalker. She might be a Kenobi.
I'm interested to see how that is. I don't know. I have no idea, honestly. I hope she's Boba Fett's daughter.
Is she a, you think she's a family? I mean, is she a household name, you think?
I think she has to be because she's.
Who's left? Who are the possibilities? I mean, I know anything is possible, but let's talk about big. Like, they're not just going to say it was the bartender and a scene. You know what I mean? It's got to be something relevant.
She's extremely powerful. And I think.
So she could be a Fett?
I don't think she's a Fett. She's extremely powerful, though. And they said that it's not a coincidence that she's that powerful. I honestly think that she is. She might be what's his name's sister, and it's weird.
And whose sister?
Kylo Ren's sister. I think it would be weird.
Wouldn't Harrison Ford and them know? Yeah. I mean,
there's this scene, and maybe that's why they put that scene in there. So part of me, let's backtrack a little bit. Part of me thinks that the reason why they couldn't kill her off, Carrie Fisher. There has to be a reason why they did that because there's no way that makes sense for them to do that.
Okay.
There's no way they made that movie. There's no way they made that movie thinking, oh, this is going to be great. Like Princess Leia has not been that detrimental to these newer movies. Like, of course she was a big character in the old ones, but she's not that big of a deal, like at all. So there has to be a reason why they didn't seize the opportunity and just kill her off. I don't know, man. I feel like maybe she's Luke's daughter because Luke got killed too, apparently. Or he's like
he would know that's his daughter.
I know. That's what I think is so weird. There's no way that she's not no one's daughter, though. Like,
what if she's Luke's uncle's and aunt's kid?
Are those farmers?
Homeless people. I don't know. That's probably a stretch. I really think. Okay, here's the thing.
The reason why
Obi-Wan she can't be Obi-Wan's kid. Why would Obi-Wan abandon her?
Obi-Wan. Let's see.
He was on Tatooine. Maybe he wasn't supposed to have a kid.
Yeah, but she'd be older, right?
It depends.
Because like, if she had a if old man Kenobi had a baby as an old man, and Luke was. Like a teenager, whatever.
So let's say she's 25 on The Force Awakens. How many years after The Force Awakens is from Empire or Return of the Jedi? 30 years?
Let's think about it like this for a second. When old man Kenobi was a grandpa, whenever he took Luke, a teenager, and started the journey, then he dies as an old man. Luke is still pretty much a teen. He's significantly older when he's training Rey, who is pretty young. So it's
I feel like Return of the Jedi and Force Awakens is about 30 years.
So she's younger than that. I would imagine she's younger than that. And he'd have to be banging somebody when he's old as hell.
Well, he's got Jedi powers. He tricked her. He told her he was 18. He told her, I am 21. I'm she's the hottest guy you've ever seen. She's like, you are 21. You are the hottest guy you've ever seen. And then he told her, you are over the age of 18. And she said, I am over the age of 18. Maybe she wasn't.
You know what's going to happen? This episode is just going to be a recap episode. We're going to talk about some Thanksgiving stuff, folks. This has been the longest intro ever. We're going to talk about a little bit of Thanksgiving stuff. Mainly going to refer you guys back to episode 8 of last year's podcast, which is so crazy to say, where we talk about Black Friday. We talk about some of the things we're thankful for because we're still thankful for those same thing. And Black Friday still sucks. But back to what we're saying. What's going to happen, I'm going to tell you right now, and it's going to piss everyone off at the movie. And I'm not going to enjoy it, but I'm probably not going to care because I'm excited for the Skywalker just saga in general to end, because there's so much story in this huge universe that they built that to circle around this one family.
It's
50 years of just Skywalker stuff.
According to the nerds online, it's about 30 years after
episode
6 in Force Awakens.
That sounds right.
Call me crazy. What if she's got something to do with the Emperor? Maybe she was that powerful, right? And right, he was working on, like, maybe her parents. I don't know. I'm just spitballing here, but
he's obviously back. The Emperor is still alive somehow. They tease him in the trailers so far.
That means Mace Windu's alive, by the way.
Mace Windu should be alive. So if Samuel Jackson comes back, that'd be cool. He's old as hell, though. But where have they been?
Order 66, they've been hiding, waiting for the right time to come out.
For me, has the Emperor been controlling the whole thing this entire time? Like,
probably. I mean, it would. Who the hell? But see, the thing what I have a problem with,
he's like the most powerful character in Star Wars.
One of my biggest problems was who the hell was that guy? And I don't even remember his name. Snoke. Who the hell was that, dude? They just fucking killed him, like, quick.
That was another moment I was like, what? This guy was like the ultimate evil. Okay, so this is what I think is going to happen, and this is what I think is going to piss off everybody. Rey is a clone of someone. Whether it be Luke, whether it be Princess Leia. It could be Princess Leia, and she has these powers, and they used the last movie to show that Princess Leia had powers.
I like it. Because you know what I mean? Luke lost his hand. Maybe the Empire got his hand.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
And they made a clone from him. I like it. Good idea.
They also, kind of clarifying some of the stuff that we have a problem with, Emperor Snoke was a failed attempt to clone Emperor Palpatine. So they bring Emperor Palpatine back, and then he explains, like, hey, Snoke was a failed clone of me. We used him so I could stay in high, whatever.
Yeah, because in the comics, they do have like a hibernation. Some of these Sith Lords will go, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
They'll go into like a hibernation. Nerds out there, correct me in whatever I'm trying to say here, but you get what I'm saying, like a bear. They go into hibernation. Yeah,
they also had the ability to bring people back from the light, from death.
Yep.
That was the whole thing on Palpatine convincing Luke. Or not Luke, Anakin, to become part of the dark side because of all these, which, and honestly, why wouldn't you be on the dark side? Because they get all of the powers of the Force, pretty much.
Yep. That's why Mace Windu is one of the most powerful Jedis, because he uses the dark side in fighting, but he's able to control it. He's a badass character, man.
Yeah, it sucks that they killed him off.
Maybe.
They had to have, though.
I don't know, man. I think he survived. Samuel Jackson's interview said that he could have survived that fall. Mace Windu could.
A long way for me to say that, and this is going to be a controversial comment, just because people like to get upset about things. It's actually not factual, but it's a pretty strong opinion. So far, and there were only 3 episodes into Mandalorian, the Mando, whatever his real name is, I know it, I don't have it written down somewhere, is a significantly better character than Boba Fett.
Well, the thing is, okay, well, here's the thing. I just on the surface of that, I'll agree. However, However, you're saying better than Boba Fett. The problem with that is you only get a taste of Boba Fett.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's why I say character. He may not be an actual better bounty hunter or better.
Well, I'm not even saying better bounty hunter than that. I'm saying that if the love and like the want for Boba Fett wasn't there by like us, the fans, then this show probably never happens. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
So I like that they do a story about a bounty hunter and it's not Boba Fett, because then it just makes us want even more. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I've always liked the Adult Swim or the Robot Chicken Star Wars specials where they talk about like Boba Fett is cool in theory. Like he has all these things that you think is cool. And in a world of laser swords and people with powers, you have this guy that stands out because he's just a bounty, like a badass bounty hunter. Mm-hmm.
Like he's kind of like, it's like he's like Deathstroke or something. Like,
yeah,
he doesn't give a shit. Like, he's going to take them all on.
I love Boba Fett because the books are so, oh man, they make him like a hardcore badass. And one of the, which they are not canon anymore, they scrapped all that shit. But like, one of the stories is, which, you know, some people thought that the reason why Rey is the sister to Kylo Ren is because they're basing it off of this book. There's a story about Jacen Solo and I can't remember his sister's name.
Which is basically Kylo Ren for the movie purposes.
He goes, their son goes and becomes a Sith Lord. But their daughter goes and trains in the Force. She can't, no matter what, she can't beat him. And then she goes and trains with Boba Fett. And she, even, you know, a part of the conversation they have is like, what, you know, why do you agree to train me? And he says one of the best things ever. He says, this is a win-win situation for me. I train you, you kill your brother, or your brother kills you. Either way, a Solo dies because they're both
on Solo. It's pretty tight.
So he's just a cool character. They didn't really get to do in the movies, even though he's supposed to get his own movie, I think. They talked about it.
Who's going to play him?
I don't know.
We'll have to fancast that down the road.
What's the thing? It's like Pedro Pascal. You couldn't even tell that was him, honestly. His voice for sure. But
the thing is, too, about that is like you go to the Western thing and he fits the Western thing really well. Pedro Pascal, folks, is what was the Narcos? He was in the first Narcos show. Yeah. He was the bad guy in Kingsman 2. Yeah, and he actually dresses like a cowboy in that. So like it kind of goes hand in hand.
Yeah, he was so good for that role.
Yeah, and that's a sketchy role because you got to think about it. He's never showing his face. You know what I mean? Like some of those big time actors don't want to do stuff where their face is never going to be shown. But
yeah, and they overdo it. And then the Mandalorians, that's the thing. I'm glad they said it. Like it's a thing that they talk about more than once in the show.
Yeah, they're not taking their helmet off. They're not
taking their helmets off. And they're not going to spoil it. But man, that last scene in that last episode. I was like, dude, this is fucking cool, man.
When's episode 4 coming? This week?
This week, yeah. I don't know. It should be this week.
I want to know.
By the end of the year.
Wednesday pullers. Pullites. Look at that. See, I don't even remember what I call you guys. Wednesday pullites. I want y'all to let us know what you think of Mando.
Yeah.
Thumbs up, thumbs down.
Yeah, we're going to talk about it soon. Another show that we haven't talked about, and I don't know if you've actually watched it yet, is The Watchmen.
So there's a certain thing you do with a fire stick that I'd rather not say because the FBI could be listening. You know, that old copyright warning you used to get on VHS tapes. Don't want to get in that situation, but I have it prepped. I'm going to be off work for 6 days straight and I am going to finish. I'm going to watch The Watchmen. I'm going to watch His Dark Materials and I'm going to watch Carnival Row. I've already watched one episode of Carnival Row and I watched episode 1, season 4 of Man in High Castle. I know not a lot of people are a fan of that show that listen to us, I think.
Yeah, started it.
It's good. It's really good. And this is the final season. So I'm literally going to try to get my workouts in and watch my shows. Side note, I'm going to bring the streaming back. So Modern Warfare is out. So I guess I'll play that and let you guys watch more shooters. Yes. At Captain Amazing Pants. / Game Pates.
You know, I was every episode that I watched, and I haven't watched the last episode. I just haven't been able to. I'm on my Watchmen. I'm on my 10th day of like straight work. So, blah.
How many episodes is Watchmen finished? It's 8 episodes, right?
I think so. 8 or 9.
How many are out?
4 was last week.
Okay, so I won't finish on my 6 days then, but I plan on getting caught up on all that.
And once you're caught up, you're not going to want to miss it. I just hadn't been able to watch this last one because my wife watches it with me, and for me, like we've talked about before, when Lily likes something that you like, she liked Joker.
Mm-hmm.
So that was an indication that it had to be at least a decent movie for general public.
Yeah, because she has no idea. Because she didn't even know who the hell Bruce. When I was like, that little kid's Bruce Wayne, she's like, okay, who's that? I'm like, are you serious?
Madison has zero context on the old Alan Moore book. She never saw the old movie, but she's like, this show's good, and she watches with me every weekend. It's good, and every episode I watch it, I'm like, man, I can't believe Murph hasn't seen this yet. This is right up
now. His Dark Materials, is that completed? Is that all episodes out and finished?
2 episodes, I think.
See, what I'm going to do is, I'm kind of liking how shows are starting to not just get dropped all at once again. Like the last few years, we've been teased. Anytime something comes out, you know, they just drop the whole season on you. But I like how they're bringing back the anticipation, man. You know what I mean?
HBO, that's one of the reasons I like HBO so much, and I always subscribe to it, is because they have consistently stuck with that Sunday night content. Like back in the day, it was Game of Thrones. You know, they've had Sopranos. They've all kinds of great shows, but they never make it like binge.
You know, you could say what you want about all these things, but I think HBO, when they're redoing their streaming stuff, and now they don't do as much, but when they do a show, it is. I don't know. I think HBO might be the best series. They deliver the best kind of series and just content. They're working on a billion-dollar series. I can't remember what it is.
Okay, so we haven't talked. We're catching up on all kinds of things. HBO Max, you need to go back and listen a few episodes ago. HBO Max is going to be a game changer. On one hand, I'm upset about it because I think it's going to be the nail in the coffin for the DC Universe app. I think it's going to go away, even though I love it. But it's cool because it consolidates them for me. So it takes all of Warner Brothers properties and it's going to put them on HBO Max, right? Mm-hmm. And a lot of stuff from NBC, I believe. I don't know. It's a certain series, a bunch of series that they're going to have on there. They're creating a Green Lantern show for it, which for me, a superhero show on HBO is going to be good. Obviously, Watchmen is a superhero show, but not a superhero show at all. But it's proof that, hey man, this is going to be good. Green Lantern is something that failed to do at the big box office, but if they do it right, it's going to be huge on HBO.
Oh, it's going to be big. And that's the thing about HBO is, like, Netflix puts out a ton of content, Disney puts out a ton of content, and now, don't get me wrong, these and Amazon, and these are reputable companies. They put out good content, but HBO is like, it's like a car company. They don't make as many cars, but the cars they make are just, the quality is
The season may be only 6 episodes, but that's 6 episodes, you're like, damn. And the difference is, like, Netflix, it's a lot, just a crapshoot of content, and maybe 2 or 3 shows are like next level shows, like Stranger. I'm going to crap on Stranger Things. It's a good show, quality wise. I mean, it's a great show.
And HBO Max is $1.5 billion what they paid for Big Bang Theory.
Dude, it's going to be huge.
I'm pretty sure the Office. Insane.
No, The Office is going to be on NBC. Has a streaming service, which is,
well, everybody's got a streaming service now. I've just seen some trailers here lately for the Apple. Their shows, like Steve Carell has a show.
Yeah.
On the morning show, where he basically, if you ever guys haven't seen this, he is a he's an anchor. He's a news anchor on a TV show who's like the man, like all the women love him, all that. Well, he gets caught up in this Me Too movement thing, and he just doesn't really know how to navigate it. And that's kind of what the show's about.
It's basically what happened to Matt Lauer. I said Steve. Yeah. Matt Lauer.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it. Yeah, but I mean, cable is not. I only need cable for sports, and I don't even need cable for sports anymore.
It'll change. I give it 5 years. Cable's going to be the top thing.
It'll come back. Yeah, just like anything else.
hardcore it's going to come back.
And that's a problem too with me. Like, there's so many things to watch. Like, I got to watch these shows on HBO. I got to watch these shows on Amazon. I got to watch these shows on Netflix. Like, I wish $1 million idea right here. I'm going to come up with an app or a service where you pick the shows you want to watch. You pay a certain fee just to watch those seasons. And then once that over, you're done.
So you're going to make, oh, okay. I get what you're saying. Like, you just the shows in general.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Yeah. So if you want to watch a show from HBO, you want to watch one from Amazon, you have to pay a certain fee. You get access to just that show.
I'm not going to lie. That's a great idea.
Yeah. If you guys steal it, I'm going to sue your ass in court.
Great. Logistically, it would be, it's a lot.
Would you have to upcharge a little bit? Cause you can't make, I mean, how are you going to make money? Cause obviously, like, HBO would need to make their money. I don't know.
It would have to be like $16 and each.
But you would pay that to watch 10 episodes of something.
I would pay that to be able to pick for sure.
Yeah. Like, you pay like, hey, these are the show, and you pre-order for based on what's coming out. Hey, when this comes, it'll cost you this X amount of money and you get the series. You know what I mean?
Like, I only have Netflix because Stranger Things. What's the other Gerard Way show?
Umbrella Academy.
Umbrella Academy. Like, there's only two or three things.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's $1 million idea. Disney's going to steal the shit out of that for me.
Amazon Prime, Jack Ryan, Man on High Castle. There's another one.
Man on High Castle's over after this year. And then the superheroes.
Yeah.
The Boys.
Hulu. A lot of that stuff's going away.
Speaking of that, The Boys, they've wrapped season 2.
I'm really excited about that.
Man, we are all over the place this episode, and I'm good. I'm totally okay with it.
Catching up.
Whoa. Yeah, rusty, folks. We're rusty.
Holding that back. I can edit that out, though. All the sneezes and coughs. I can edit all that stuff out. Big time. But yeah, we're all over the place. We're catching up. HBO Max is going to be good. And you haven't watched Titans, but oh my gosh. Titans.
I've watched. So clips keep coming up on my Instagram. And it's really like, at first when I saw it, I'm like, dude, this is, I saw Robin or not. Yeah. I saw Robin. I was like, dude, what is this cheesy shit? And then I kept seeing that. Is it Deathstroke that's like coming after him?
Yeah, he's the main villain of the
season. Dude, I'm like, what is this? This looks good.
First season starts off rocky because you have to get used to, you know, you're used to the Teen Titans cartoon. You're used to the Teen Titans comic book.
It's a more adult, gritty take.
Yeah, it's hard to see it in this live action, more, you know, R, you know, it's an R setting. They say the F word. They kill people. So it's kind of hard to get used to seeing it like that. But once it gets going, oh, man, it's so good. And then, like, they had Batman in it. Even though I don't agree with the pick that they picked for Batman.
Whatever. Who was it?
It's the guy that played. He was in Game of Thrones. He's, like, her right-hand man. I can't believe I'm drawing. He's one of my favorite characters in there. I can't believe I'm drawing a blank on his name.
Her brother that she was doing?
No. No. It was a right-hand man. He's an
old right-hand man.
The Daenerys's.
Oh, that old guy?
Yeah. Yeah.
What the hell? Was Batman like 100 years old in that?
I don't know why, but it's great, man. They got Superboy in it. I showed you the Nightwing suit that's about to be on the last episode.
Yeah, well, what really got me interested was that Superboy fight scene in the house where he's like killing motherfuckers, man. Yeah.
Well, he gets under the influence of Lex Luthor because, you know, his Superboy, he's a clone. Half DNA from Lex Luthor, half DNA from Superman.
Yeah.
So that's what makes that character so cool. And he's under the influence of Lex Luthor in this. You know, he's basically a baby. Even though comes out of a clone as like a teenager, he has no life experience at all. And so Lex Luthor is a genius manipulator,
mm-hmm.
of course, you know.
Kind of reminds me of, what is his name from The Boys? Overlander?
Oh, yeah.
Homelander kind of reminds me of Overlander. Kind of reminds me of him.
That's gonna be good. That guy was so good in that show.
Yeah, it's really good.
I don't know if he's a good. I don't know if he. I do not know if he has it.
He's English. Did you know that? Those people are amazing.
Yeah.
All the English people play really. They play better Americans than Americans.
Oh, okay. So again, folks, I'm sorry. Me and Murph are just catching up. Be thankful that Murph's back. Happy Thanksgiving.
Nice play.
you saw Hobb and Shaw, which had episode months ago. I was so excited about this movie, and you would not see it, but you finally saw it. What do you think?
I mean, it was a really good, ridiculous action movie. And Ryan Reynolds and Kevin Hart made that movie awesome.
They steal the show. But they, you know, at this point, they just play themselves in movies.
Yeah, they do. They don't play any characters. Like, they just play themselves.
Yeah, he cracked me. His scenes cracked me up for sure.
Like, I kind of spoiled it. I kind of knew Ryan Reynolds was in it, so that one wasn't a surprise. But when Kevin Hart was on the plane, oh, my God, dude. And then he showed back up again. You know what's funny, though, is the bad guy voice in that, that's totally Ryan Reynolds.
I think so, yeah. So, and it's open for a sequel.
Yeah, it is.
They're definitely going to do a sequel. If they made 9 Fast and the Furious movies, they're going to definitely make a
sequel. Dude, those guys had good chemistry, and it was ridiculous. And it was on – I mean, and the way the characters acted, kind of ridiculous. Like,
it was so good, man. Like,
it was good. Like, the movie was aware – I mean, everybody was aware in the movie subconsciously, like, this is ridiculous, but it works.
Well, for me, and I am hypercritical about movies and things like that, but let's just say in a world where – every movie is trying to break the $1 billion mark and be just deep and meaningful, like Joker, just trying to really get inside your head and make you feel something. Or, you know, Endgame is trying to, spoiler alert, Iron Man dies in it. It's really trying to pull at your
heart. God, I can't believe he just did that.
And make you, okay, if you haven't seen the movie now, you don't care about it. So, you know, I think
people do, man. People have probably been busy and they just haven't had time. Maybe they wanted to watch all 23 in a row together.
For these movies, every movie that comes out is really trying to make you feel something. This movie wasn't. It was really like, hey, go get you a big ass popcorn, a giant cherry Coke, kick your seat back, and just enjoy this movie. You don't even have to think about it at all. Yep. Everything was ridiculous. She absorbed the virus that was going to destroy the world. None of it makes sense.
Yeah, like that should have killed her.
Yeah, Idris Elba is he's Superman.
And he even says, I'm Black Superman, baby. Dude, speaking of Idris Elba, like, he's not getting roles and it's pissing me off, dude. Like, he's already in his late 40s, I think, and that's not old in Hollywood, but like,
he could do any role. I hate that.
He could do anything. He should be James Bond.
He should have been Luke Cage. He should have been Luke Cage. I shouldn't have wasted him.
He should have been. He needs to be James Bond. No offense, and I'm not woman shaming at all. Like, it'll be interesting to see what happens with a female James Bond. But
I even said that before. Like, I have no. I don't care. Like, James Bond is a franchise that I do enjoy. I always have since I was younger. Huge Sean Connery fan. I don't care that it's a girl. I just care. I hate that. They were saying that they would never do a Black James Bond. That was a response to Idris Elba openly saying that he wanted to be James Bond.
And isn't it a Black female?
They had a chick. Like, they tried to, like, do the thing, you know, they tried to make it everything PC, and they're doing this a Black chick. I'm just like, man, I don't care about that. Like, if this man that was just, doesn't even matter, he's just an amazing actor. I'm a huge fan of Idris Elba's. And he was openly saying, hey, man, I want it. How often you don't really get you don't get actors that just openly just go for roles. Like, no. I want this role.
And he's effing British, man. Like, that's one of the requirements to be James Bond. You have to be fucking British. And he is.
He's cool, man. I don't know.
You know what I also thought about? You think Christian Bale would be a good James Bond? He's Welsh or whatever, but
Christian Bale's about to, I have a feeling.
He's getting older where he could.
I have a feeling he's have another movie come out. I don't know what it's going to be. Ford versus Ferrari. He's in that. That
looks my parents cool. saw that and said it was amazing. My mom and dad went and saw that. And my mom, not a car person, and she was like, it was a really good movie.
I can't wait to see it. It looks so
good. I mean, Matt Damon and Christian Bale are phenomenal actors. So
Christian Bale gets to that level where he does movies like that now. Like Leonardo DiCaprio style. Like, he only picks the movie that he wants to do. You know. I think about it often about how him not, you know, how him bowing out of being Batman again just crushed the DC, you know, movies.
Yeah, he was really good.
Like, that was the foundation that they built it on, and it just
there's a movie that I know I've talked about on here before about him, but I'm going to go ahead and plug it again that I think you guys should watch. It's called Hostels from 2017. He should have been nominated for an Academy Award for Best Actor, and he wasn't. I mean, I really think he got snubbed bad. I don't know why. That movie is amazing. He is amazing in it. Rory Cochrane is in it. He is. If you guys haven't seen the movie, pause this shit and go watch that. It's a really good movie. It's way better than The Revenant. And I think Revenant's a good movie, and I like Leo. Way better.
Speaking of DC movies, so they talked about Black Adam. They're actively saying that movie's about to come out.
Yeah, I saw The Rock talking shit about that.
The Rock, it's going to be good. It's going to make $1 billion. Not really, you know. I'm excited about it. I'm always excited about comic book movies coming out. Anything positive for DC, I'm excited about.
What's funny is now that Endgame's over, I'm not anticipating. I'm not excited. I mean, I'm excited, but I'm not like foaming at the mouth for the next Marvel thing. Even the stuff coming on Disney Plus, I'm definitely going to watch it. It'll be cool, and I think it's going to be great. But
I'm really totally excited about Falcon and Winter Soldier because Captain America.
Yes, yes.
After just Winter Soldier by itself, and even Civil War, like the side characters in Civil War, like to me, that's probably my favorite movies, and so I'm ready to see those side characters get their own shine.
Yeah, I am too. What are they going to freaking do with Daredevil and all those people? Like,
I don't know, man. Apparently, okay, so they're going to try to do their. They got the shows coming out. She-Hulk, Moon Knight, and I want to get back to DC, but those shows coming out, they're going to put those shows in movies, and then I think by the time that happens, they can bring back Daredevil. I'd like to see Charlie Cox. He deserves it, man. He killed that role.
Yeah,
Jonathan Bernthal, again, is the perfect Daredevil, too.
You mean Punisher?
Punisher, yeah. He's so
good. They need to do something with that. Obviously, that's not on their front burner, but they need to do something quick.
Yeah,
before people age. But like I said, like I'm not. I mean, I'll watch the Marvel stuff, and yes, it's exciting. But honestly, like I'm kind of excited to see what DC is going to do. Even the non-traditional stuff we've already talked about: Umbrella Academy season 2, yeah. The Boys season 2. Like,
I'm not excited about Joker 2.
they confirmed that they're going to do it.
But then they quickly unconfirmed it. They just said, hey, we're just talking.
I hope they don't go for money. Just be done.
Yeah, just be done and just do another one. Like Todd Phillips, let him do the movies. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You like the way he did Joker. He made it's the highest grossing rated R film in history. You like the way he did that? Let him do a Lex Luthor movie. Let him do anything else. You know what I mean? If you like the way he did it, just give him another movie.
With Idris Elba in a role.
He's in Suicide Squad too, so.
Yeah. That's what I was going to ask you too. I forgot he was in there. I was kind of going to circle back to Idris and see who was going to snatch him up first, but it looks like DC's got him for Suicide Squad.
Yeah. One thing that I was going to say was pretty cool that recently came out, I think 2 or 3 days ago, Henry Cavill's online. He's talking. He said his red cape is still in his closet. He hasn't given up on Superman yet.
I just can't. I don't know what they're going to do. That canon and timeline is so screwed up.
Yeah, especially with the exit of Ben Affleck. I feel like I would.
The only
like
thing about Superman is he never ages, I guess, right? So
I would like to see Henry Cavill. The Shazam movies only worked for me as if Superman was in it. Which it sucked because they had like a stand-in in the Shazam movie, which was lame. But it only worked with, you know, you saw the animated movies, Superman and Shazam versus Black Adam.
Mm-hmm.
That only works. That I want to see that live action. Henry Cavill was, for me, was a good Superman.
He was good. And honestly, the route they were going with the Man of Steel was good.
It's good.
They didn't do a ton of backstory because at this point, dude, people don't need backstory. It gets crammed down their throats so much. We know what happened. Like, that's why Spider-Man is really good. They aren't doing Uncle Ben, you know, with great power comes great. Like, we don't need that. We know. Well, we got it.
But with Superman, I do feel like they should at least let him close out a trilogy, you know, Man of Steel. But it's hard to do with the Ben Affleck exit and the Batman coming out.
Well, see, I think when Affleck exited, they should have just said, hey, we'll pay you like $5 million if you'll just do one or two scenes so we could do Flashpoint and just reset the whole thing.
You know, they should, why don't they just kill Batman in the Justice League movie?
Because then they can't do anything. If they keep that storyline going, they can't do anything with Batman.
Yeah.
They should do Flashpoint and reset it.
Yeah. Then you could keep Superman. You can
keep everybody.
I just don't know what they're planning. They're planning two different things. Like,
yeah, that's the problem with DC is they just, it's like they see something, they're like, hey, look, that movie made $1 billion, let's make one like that. Oh, look, that, let's do that. And then we'll make all these movies and we'll make them fit later.
Yeah.
Problem.
Because look, Shazam, as we know, is in that universe still because, you know, he had the bullets or whatever from Ben Affleck's Batman.
And Shazam was a success.
It was.
It kind of came out of nowhere like Guardians did. It's not anywhere as good as Guardians of the Galaxy, but like similar to that.
It was the same thing kind of like Hobbs and Shaw. Like it was it was just enjoyable. Shazam, Captain Marvel, whatever you want to call them, it was super early comics, golden age, like
And it capes. They wear freaking capes.
It was super corny, and they did it very well, and it was something that you could take the kids to watch. It sold. But it's still
they have a chance to capitalize. I'm not gonna lie though, with the Shazam family and kids, I thought that was kind of lame.
Yeah, it was. I think it was too early for that. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, it was kind of lame.
But to build on Black Adam and all those movies, it's still in the DCEU. Then they throw Joker in there, Suicide Squad. That's a soft reboot. Like they're just shotgunning out there to see what works, and they're gonna try to, like you said, piece it together at the end. Which
yeah, failed. I don't like it.
Failed the first time they did that. I don't know. We'll see. All right, what do you think about Batman? Since we're on the topic of DC for a second, let's talk about casting news. You missed some of this. You got the guy, Andy Serkis, as Alfred. What do you think about that?
Mm-hmm. I saw that. I think that's going to be good.
Andy Serkis is good.
He's good. And I think Andy Serkis at this point has proven to be a commodity. You cast whatever role he takes, I think it's a success. He's a really underrated guy.
Some people on the internet that like old, worthless Alfred. I like Andy Serkis because I feel like it would be more of a hands-on Alfred.
You know, and how young is this Batman going to be? You know what I mean? Alfred was young at some point.
Yeah. He's not that old.
You know, he was SAS. So, I mean, and he's British. So, they pretty much have casted a British person every time. So,
oh, yeah. You liked the Alfred show, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was so good. Surprisingly.
Yeah, it really was. What channel? What did that that come on? Dude, that one just...
Epics or something like that.
Epics, yeah. That folks, if y'all didn't hear about that one kind of slipped through the cracks. It's literally, it's before he meets Thomas Wayne in it, but it's like, yeah, it's during his times in Africa in the desert, you know.
Why they did Thomas Wayne in there? Thomas Wayne was a douchebag.
Yeah, but a lot of them have been kind of making Thomas Wayne to be out of douche, so I don't know.
But you know, Thomas Wayne grows up to be like the philanthropist. You know, he's rich.
Yeah, I mean, everybody was young once. Yeah. But it's so I like that in the sense of Andy Serkis to me is believable as kind of a older, like ex-gritty,
yeah, because
you know, skills type guy.
Did a pretty good job. They just didn't.
Jeremy Irons was good too. They just didn't use him.
Yeah, they just didn't show him enough. He was the guy that was repairing some of his stuff. He was his ears. You know, he was in his head. Mm-hmm. And I feel like they're going to take that route again. Which is good. Yeah. Chris is a good actor.
Yes. I think the Batman movie just seems really crowded, man. And I don't know what they're going to do. So, like, you only got 2.5, 3 hours. 3 hours is a lot. So, what are you going to... Yeah.
Colin Farrell is the Penguin.
I like Colin Farrell, man. He's a super underrated dude.
He's a good actor.
Yeah, he's super underrated.
Yeah. And he just needs his Robert Downey Jr. moment. I don't think it's Batman's going to give it to him.
He's still only in his 40s. You know what I mean? He's been around since. I mean, he's been around forever, man. 20 years, it seems like.
It is. I love that movie.
And I mean, I don't think Robert Pattinson's going to be bad.
I think we're
good. I think it's going to be fun.
I'm with you.
He has surprised me. Like that one movie we talked about. What's the one, the indie film he did where him and his brother are running around town?
Yeah, wow, I can't believe I forgot it because I talk about it every time we talk.
Yeah, it's he showed me in that movie Good Times or something like that.
Even this new one that he has coming out with William Dafoe, it looks freaking great, man. Not really my cup of tea, but it still looks like it's going to be good.
John Turturro or however is Carmine Falco. He's a good actor. He's that really good New Yorker type guy. And then Jeffrey Wright is Commissioner Gordon. Pumped about that. He is. Yeah.
He's a good actor. He's going to say.
Yeah, Jeffrey Wright's good. I like him. And see, like, I think it's cool, man. Like, there's been no, like, people freaking out because Commissioner Gordon's always been like, yeah, dude, no. Jeffrey Morgan's good cast for that.
And again, and I get into these conversations with people on Twitter because I can see it both ways. Like, kind of. Like, I get it. You grew up with this character over the years. But in my head, it's like, they're made up characters, man. Like, it's a movie. The movie is an interpretation of the book. That doesn't mean they're going to take it straight from the book. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes. And we had this conversation a while back. Like, we talked about it. Like, do we think Michael B. Jordan could play Superman? Yes. But we both kind of talked about it in one of the, you know, we've done so many episodes now, I can't remember. We talked about, hey, you know what? Batman's one of those characters. Bruce Wayne is a rich white guy.
Yeah.
He's a rich white guy. Just like we talked about James Bond. James Bond is a British dude.
Yeah. It plays the character. Not saying that, you know, a black Batman wouldn't work, but to me,
it wouldn't, but just.
It kind of takes away from that character for me.
Yeah, it'd be like Keanu Reeves playing the Black Panther.
Yeah, because part of Batman's thing is like he's entitled on one part of his life, and it helps cover up the Batman side of his life.
Yeah, and societal, that's the entitlement is he's a freaking rich white dude. You know what I mean? Like,
if you have a black guy, let's just be honest. In movies, they don't portray black people like that. So it's going to be some sort of struggle in his daily life, and then he's going to go out and beat people up at nighttime. Like, that just – it doesn't work the same.
No. That's why I think, like you were saying, like, Jeffrey Wright can play Commissioner Gordon. But, yeah, there are some exceptions to the rule.
Not many, but –
you know, not many. But, like – and you should be – speaking of that, you sent that clip today of Michael B. Jordan saying he'd play Superman. I think that would be awesome.
He went and talked. They had a meeting today about.
I think it would be cool, man. Like, I think it'd be really cool.
And if they're building this new, which sounds like there's a little bit of talks of building a new universe, and I think it'd be okay.
Yeah, I think it'd be fun.
I do not think the nerds of the internet will let it be a thing, but I think it'd be okay.
It'd be okay. Like we said, there's only a handful. You know, James Bond needs to be a British dude. To me, it's weird that it's going to be a female. Not that females can't be secret agents, because they are.
Yeah.
You know, like Black Widow is fucking awesome.
In their defense, James Bond is a man.
It is. Yeah.
James Bond is still a man. Daniel Craig is going to be in the movie. 007.
The code name. Yeah.
So.
But like, think about Logan Wolverine. He's a white Canadian dude. So, anyways.
Yeah, and it's the thing, like, Commissioner Gordon, it's playing to the actor. That actor is amazing.
Yes.
So,
and I picture him now, like, from Westworld and some of the stuff he's been in, like, I could just see him, like, his tie undone a little bit, white shirt, brown overcoat on, talking to Batman on the rooftop. Like, I just see it, and it's perfect.
This isn't taken away from Gary Oldman. Gary Oldman is probably my favorite Commissioner Gordon, and that's who played him, right? In the Nolan
series. And then,
then what's J. Jonah Jameson's name in real life?
State Farm guy
who played him in Justice League.
And yeah, he was okay.
Could have been great. Didn't even really get to see him. Saw him for 5 seconds.
Yeah, he was okay.
Could have been good. He's a great J. Jonah Jameson. He's the only J. Jonah
to me. To me, it's like Robert Downey Jr. is Tony Stark. He is J. Jonah Jameson.
Like, that is one of the things that saved that movie for me. I was like, okay, you're right. You get a few extra points. You pass because you get back in it. But I don't know if they're rebuilding this universe a little bit. I think I agree with you 100% though. Just straight up do Flashpoint.
It's a freaking layup for them.
Yeah.
And everybody like Flashpoint is a good series. It's a good little story. Like, a lot of people like that because it's kind of way off keel, kind of, you know what I mean? Like, it's really violent and different. you talk about a way to start a universe. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you get to see, and you get to let these characters play their characters. Okay, it's what I'm trying to say is they're playing like Jason Momoa would play Aquaman, but he would get to play a different version of Aquaman.
Like a dickhead ruler. Gal Gadot would get to be a freaking psycho killer.
Yeah, exactly. They get to play these characters. It's just play a different.
Lex Luthor's a good guy.
Yeah, it'd be so good, man.
Thomas Wayne is mucking them up, dude.
And the guy that plays, can't remember his name, that plays Flash, said Flash is coming out. And I feel like there's no reason to do a Flash origin story. I don't know.
And the thing is, they can go crazy with all, like Jason Momoa, all these people can play crazy versions of the character, and then at the end they flashpoint it and fix it.
Yeah, and then you can still have their, you know, they can still have their movies. Like you can still have Aquaman. Yep. Aquaman can still that can be just a story that was only slightly changed.
Yep. You know,
Batman was significantly changed, let's say, because Thomas Wayne was in it.
Because they teased in Dark Knight, they teased Flashpoint Paradox. It felt like when he showed up, the Flash showed up to him and said, "You have to save her," or whatever the hell he was talking about.
He wouldn't do it, man.
He was in that suit and everything. Like they tease it.
Flashpoint, and then hey, that's why Superman's black. Hey, this is why Robert Pattinson's Batman. Hey, this is why, you know what I mean?
Yeah, just do it. Just go for it.
I don't agree with you often, but I 100% agree that's the easiest and smartest move for them.
They should hire us, man. We've tried to fix their universe for them,
but they won't do it. They won't do it.
DC EU Wednesday pool list.
So much potential.
Small fee for just a small fee.
Yeah, we just want producer credit.
Yeah, I just want a producer credit. Seriously, that's exactly what I was about to say.
I just put my name on there. I'll be happy. So much potential. It's because honestly, like we've talked about before, they have the leg up. They have everything up on Marvel. They have the characters with, let's be honest, Superman alone has more weight than any Marvel character that they've come out with. Maybe, you know, Spider-Man.
That, and I think anything Batman is going to just dominate.
Yeah.
I mean, look at the Joker. Joker is the yang to Batman's, you know, yin and yang.
I honestly
at $1 billion.
I honestly just think that was a lightning strike. Like they can't do it again. If they make a second
lightning in a bottle,
yeah, it won't happen again. It will just take away from that movie. That movie was not supposed to be that good. Todd Phillips had no idea that they were going to make that movie that good. That guy made Hangover, man. There's no way. He's probably like, I can't believe this movie was that good himself.
Oh man, yeah.
I rewatched it, maybe not so legally, but I rewatched it and it was good. It was just as enjoyable the second time.
Mm-hmm. It's a good movie. Joaquin Phoenix is great. There's a lot of these actors that are getting older in their career that are, they're doing really good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm excited. I mean, hopefully soon we get some news about John Krasinski and his wife becoming the Fantastic Four family. We'll do a fan cast about that in a few weeks, but let's not even get into that. Yeah, we've been going for an hour. Let's just talk about what we're thankful. What's the Thanksgiving stuff? Thanksgiving stuff? No, we're thankful. I had a list of Thanksgiving movies, but no. What's your favorite Thanksgiving movie?
Well, there's a few. Planes, Trains, Automobiles is good.
Classic. That's the greatest, obviously.
Honestly, I like Funny People with Adam Sandler and Seth Rogen. It's a Thanksgiving. I mean, it takes place.
Yeah, it's a fall.
Okay. The end of it kind of ends during Thanksgiving from 2009, and a lot of people don't remember that movie, I don't think. And I thought it was a Judd Apatow comedy dramedy, but I thought it was really.
I typically like his movies.
It's good. It's good. It's a good movie. I mean, it's a dark movie, so people are like, it's Funny People. It wasn't funny. Like, I guess you just have to understand the humor. Like that one. Planes, Trains, Automobiles, classic.
That's the best Thanksgiving movie of all time. Because let's be honest, Thanksgiving's getting pushed out. Christmas is my favorite holiday. Thanksgiving's
we have two. Holiday. We put our Christmas tree up 2 weeks ago. I think it's ridiculous. It was not by my choice. Yeah, Christmas lights are up.
That's a rule here, and that's a hard, like, we've gotten into it, and we've just compromised. Our tree goes up Friday, Our lights go up Saturday.
Seriously, like we were in the Jesus store, aka Hobby Lobby, and they put stuff out in September for Christmas. Oh, like yeah, for that's sure. The problem. Like I think it's great. Like Christmas stuff should go up after Thanksgiving, and that gives you a short amount of time to really appreciate and enjoy it. They're stretching it out, and it's like I'm not really, you know, it doesn't do anything for me anymore. Ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah, it's a lot. My favorite Thanksgiving movie, it's a tie. Let's just run through these two real quick. Son-in-Law. I don't know if you guys remember this movie.
Yes.
Pauly Shore. He was really big in the 90s. He's just a super annoying character. But his movies were still funny. Like Biodome, that was great.
Biodome's good. Encino Man.
Encino Man was great.
Son-in-Law.
Speaking of Brendan Fraser, I really think you'd like Doom Patrol on the DC Universe. He's a big
character. Yeah, it's kind of a dark one-off looking. I need to check it. I need to just watch an episode and see if I'm going to be into it or not.
He's in there and he kills it. Son-in-Law, it was a 90s comedy, of course. He was basically every parent's worst nightmare.
Daughter brought him home.
Yeah, his name was Crawl in it. The character, her name was, I don't even remember. Don't even remember the actress either.
Kelly Kapowski was in it.
That's what I thought it was. But that wasn't the main
character. She's not the main character. No, but Kelly Kapowski was definitely in that movie.
Yeah. So it's a small town girl, like country family. And he's like this hippie stoner 90s kid. And she brings him home. And he tries to fit in because he's going to ask her to marry him, right? So he tries to get her father's blessing. And it just doesn't work out. 100%. I don't really even remember how the movie ends.
That's Carla Gugino, or however you say her name. She's in Sally Jupiter, Silk Spectre, and Watchmen.
Oh, okay.
And she's the mom. She's the wife in San Andreas.
Oh, she's so hot.
She's an American Gangster. Yeah, dude. Wow, she's young in that movie. She's
super hot. I remember watching. Yes. What's the movie with The Rock?
San Andreas.
San Andreas, and I was just like, damn, that lady is still hot.
Yeah, she's aged well.
Yeah, it's a great movie. Second tie is Addams Family Values. It's a sequel to, obviously, Addams Family. Two just amazing movies from my childhood based on an old black and white TV show. When I think of Addams Family, I think of those two movies rather than the old TV show. It's weird, just like, you know, it would be. The movie, the Joan Cusack's in it, right? Do you remember this movie? You have to.
Yeah, oh yeah.
She tries to marry, or she's going to marry Uncle Fester. Apparently he has all this money saved up or something. And she's crazy, and she tries to kill him off in multiple ways, but that only makes him love her more, which is great. But it's to be a Thanksgiving movie to me is because Debbie convinces Gomez and Morticia to send Wednesday and Pugsley, is that his name? Is that
her brother's name? Pugsley. Yeah,
Pugsley. Pugsley. They said she convinces them to send them to a camp, a summer camp, I guess. And they have to participate in this like crazy rendition of the first Thanksgiving, and it's so good. Christina Ricci is the perfect Wednesday Addams, and it's just anytime I think about Thanksgiving, I think about this reenactment of the first freaking.
I did like on a beach.
Yeah, and they're just like fighting and killing, and she's giving
killing everybody, and the Indians, the settlers. Yeah, it's ridiculous. She's
giving this, like creepy, dark monologue to these rich, entitled parents. It's just so good, man. So it's a toss up between those two. Even though that one's not really a Thanksgiving movie, it that part alone makes it for me.
If it takes place in Thanksgiving, it's a Thanksgiving movie.
Oh yeah, so that's there. We officially did some Thanksgiving talk. Me and Murph caught up for an hour. Things coming
also
up.
Real quick, being thankful, I'm thankful for the Wednesday Polites.
Yeah, I'm obviously thankful. They know we're thankful for them.
And Red Bull.
Yeah, for sure. They got us both through this episode. But things coming up. Murph doesn't probably even know things that we have planned. So next week's episode, I don't even know if you're gonna join me with this one because
yes, I'm back, boys and girls.
I don't know if you'd be interested in this one. So we're going to do a full – you haven't watched any of this show. So we're going to do a full CW recap on – which this might be good for you. You might – because they have this big event coming up. December 8th is the Crisis on Infinite Earths. It's been all over the internet. If you've seen anything, they got
Smallville. It's the one with everybody in it.
They got Kevin Conroy, the voice of the animated Batman, in there. They have Brandon Routh playing Superman. I mean, it's just every character that has
been – How are they going to do that? Like – like the animated voice guy, how are they going to do?
I don't know, man.
Is he going to be actually in it, or are they just going to do something where he's talking? You just hear him on a phone.
He's in it. They've already showed pictures of him.
In a bat suit?
He's like old Batman. He's like an old man. Because Kevin Conroy is old.
Yeah, he is old. This is going to be, I think, dude, I might just watch that.
Well, hopefully I can. Let's just do it like this. It'll be me basically telling you everything you need to know to watch this upcoming event. So
this is going to be big for them.
Well, this episode's going to be good. It's going to be a recap for the fans and basically be getting you up to speed so you can watch. You don't have to watch five seasons of five different shows. We're going to do a fast forward recap, all the bullet points, only things that matter. Because let's be honest, it is over, you know, it's overrun with a lot of like soap opera type of stuff. They're just,
well, that's kind of like the Defenders, you know. It was hard to watch everything to watch the Defenders.
I never watched the Defenders.
I didn't either. I never got to it.
I watched the first episode of it and I was just like, I don't care about this. I don't. So,
yep.
That's going to be next week's episode. I know we have a schedule, but we haven't really fit because, you know, the schedule that we made.
The holidays kind of throw it off.
Well, the schedule that we made was just, was basically, it's a placeholder for days that we don't have content. Like, we don't have, this is enough. This is something that's coming up. It's important. Whenever Mandalorian ends, we're going to do a full on. I have a way that I want to do Mandalorian. I want to review every episode, but I want to do, we split it up. I do the first episode, you do the second one, we talk about the third, you know, whatever, and then we both talk about the last one. So that way we both kind of give our ideas, our opinions on each one, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that'd be cool. We'll do the same thing for Watchmen when Watchmen comes out. So those will be targeted episodes. But the first episode of 2020, we're going to bring this back. We're going to do 2020 questions. So we're going to answer 20 questions. Remember, we did our 10th episode, I think. We answered 10 questions. It was a blast. It was really hard to do. Merv and I had no idea what we were doing. But honestly, when I think back, it was one of my favorite episodes.
It was a good time. So I couldn't believe we got like the it was good.
And right now we actually already have 10 questions. So if you want to answer a question, we only have 10 more spots. You can hit us up on here. In all the show notes, I've posted a link to where you can just click on that, ask a question, and it'll go straight to us. So, yeah, that's that.
You know what? Real quick, what that made me think of, you've been working on some social media stuff on the side. Do you want to comment on that any?
So we will
have, not spoil it.
No. We have, if you follow us on Instagram, you know, we do a lot of stuff on there. We do a lot of nerd talk on Twitter. Lots of it. So if you jump on any of that, if you have any questions about any comic book stuff, you can hit us up on there. We are launching our YouTube channel. We have it already, which we just have videos of Murph playing video games now. But we're launching like full on weekly content starting the first week of January. I'm doing this thing called every Friday called First Appearance Friday, where I pick a different character and I just talk about the first appearance. I'm going to get Murph to do a movie review, which in my head, I'm going to do this, just your favorite movies, like whatever your favorite movie is. It doesn't matter what year it comes out.
Yeah, we'll talk about it.
You just do a review on it and, you know, there's tons of people that will, you know, like the same movie.
Synopsis, breakdown, things like that.
Yeah.
All my little fun facts, all my little geek stuff I do about movies.
In the episodes that people like, you just do it for a YouTube video. It's going to be great. That channel is going to take off pretty well, I think. And yeah, we got other things coming out. I'm pretty excited.
We some of our early folks from early on got some. Lex did some good job and got some free merch for some folks.
I bought some shirts last week, so we should. One of the guys that we sent it to, Captain Amazing, got his. I don't know if the other guy got his yet. And we'll have a store. I want to say, I wanted to do it Black Friday. But then I realized I wasn't going to have any deals. So it would be like,
okay, guys, full price, like and subscribe.
So we're going to do it right before Christmas. We're going to have our store. It's all done. It's all set up. I just want to drop it like right before Christmas. And it's got some great stuff on there. I can't wait to put that out.
You guys need to give Lex a Twitter ovation for all the hard work he's put in. He's done a really good job.
Oh, man.
Keeping the ship floating.
I've been bored. We got a lot of stuff coming out. And I'd rather Murph go all in January. Like right now, I've just been doing a lot of side stuff prepping for next year. So, yeah, this has just been, we're just keeping the ship afloat until the new year.
We're just paling water out.
Yeah, the new year is actually where we go official. So I'm excited. Get those questions in. The first episode is going to be a blast. We might even do a giveaway. I think we should do some sort of giveaway.
We should.
We'll raffle off the names of the people that entered and got a question asked or something and do something big for
them. Yeah, you heard it. You got 10 spots for some free gear. You might get a shirt with my face on it. I don't know. I'm just saying.
That shirt's going to be great. I can't wait. Yeah, that's it. I think we're circling the drain. We have caught up officially. Yeah, that's all we got. What else? You got anything, Murph?
Nah, man. Good to be back.
It's good to be back. It's good to have you back, man. The people have missed you.
I miss them too.
There's people that have been like, hey, man, Murph's dead. He quit. He doesn't do it anymore. I'm like, man.
I actually was dead.
Oh, he's still doing it. I still talk to him very often. And yeah. Oh, we also have some things going on. I didn't even tell you about this. We, starting in January, we have like already scheduled like 12 other nerd podcasts that we're going to be on as guests. And so that'd be cool. So you can look for us on other platforms, other people's podcasts.
That's right. And Lex doesn't know this, but I talk shit on here and I'm definitely going to go in there and talk shit there too.
Yeah. Well, I'm hoping that you just don't show up like you did this past month.
Whoa, dude. Joke. Hardcore.
Joke. Oh, no one wants me, man. Our numbers went like plummeting down when it was just me. So it's good.
Hey, man. Villains sell. Well, I think it's like sex. They love that stuff.
Back and forth. I do better when I can have a conversation. Like, I made notes and I didn't even have to look at them because we just bounce off each other. When I'm by myself, I'm like reading straight from my notes.
I have conversations with myself all the time.
Me too. All right, ladies and gentlemen, all that stuff that I just told you about, do it all. And yeah, we'll see you next week for the CW breakdown. Hey guys, I wanted to take another quick second and say thank you for stopping by and listening to me and Murph's nonsense. If you really want to support the podcast, take a screenshot of this episode right now and post it on your story. Tag us and we'll repost it. See you guys next week.